Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten by truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to the light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah! Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we are back again for another episode, another very, very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edemiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High for this very, very precious time. Very precious time to be back with you here again to speak these very precious, precious words that the Most High has granted us for the healing of our people. The Most High has indeed told me, yes, indeed, he has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, I thank the Most High. He's called me aside that I must tell you things. And men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. Well, my brothers and sisters, we need to ask some questions. Why is it that those in places of power who claim to be true to the holy name, why, my brothers and sisters, why have they conspired together? As the psalm, the second psalm says they have. Why have they conspired together? That the people, my brothers and sisters, to this very day are divided, have not come to a common sense of what is divine order. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, are snared after short-sighted ideals. I said snared after short-sighted ideals. That they have not discerned. I said that they have not discerned what is the pure, perfect way of peace the Most High has declared from the beginning. Isaiah 59, chapter 8, verse says, the way of peace men have not known. Certainly not in this generation. Look around you. It says in the second psalm that the kings and the rulers of the earth have taken counsel against the Most High and against his anointed. And that's why the nations rage and the people imagine vain things. In other words, for all they claim and profess to know and uphold, At the end of the day, my brothers and sisters, they have not yet, humanity has not for a long time discerned what genuinely is the way of peace. I say they have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, how to transcend the multitude of their variant misconceits, hasty conclusions. My brothers and sisters, since we understand, or we should understand, Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? Because we should understand that without question, the only offering the Most High will accept of mankind is peace. If we were true to divine purpose, I said, if we were true to divine purpose, men seeking beyond their personal egos, the first commission, the first realized obligation we should have as a people is not that we seek each one to exalt himself, but that we all seek the pure and perfect truth, even all that for a long time has been missing, that we all might agree. No one will be justified, I repeat, no one will be justified by merely what he presumes to be wisdom. No one will be justified by what he presumes to be knowledge. No one, my brothers and sisters, will be justified by the Most High, by any other standard but that which the Most High sends Messiah himself in these latter days to restore. No one will gain entrance into the kingdom of Yah but according to the righteousness of the righteous one. The Most High has forsworn in these last days that he must raise up, yes, that he must raise up from amongst the people. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures of Isaiah 49 speaks about this one called Shiloh the regatherer, that it should have always been the common expectation of all our people that one out of the tribe of Judah will restore first the tribe of Judah and then all the tribes of Israel, and then, my brothers and sisters, I said, and then he will call forth even all the nations of the earth unto the righteousness, even the pure, perfect will of the one. And this has always been, I repeat, this has always been the great expectation and the faith of the true saints of the Most High. My brothers and sisters, I want you to consider something. You know, I find it amazing. I'm just going to say this because it's just something that needs to be said. In these last days, it was already understood what would be the spiritual condition, depravity, not only of Israel, but of all the nations. But at least, my brothers and sisters, those who are true to the tribes of Israel, the expectation, well, it all have a residue of the spirit, should at least know that there's a law in the mind of the heart and heart of the Most High that is from the beginning, that cannot, does not change, and certainly cannot be superseded by any misimagining of man. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters, the true children of Yah know that a massive contradiction, were they to enter in among the faith, and certainly a massive contradiction, not only have entered in among those who say they are faithful, but there's a lot of lies, my brothers and sisters, that were never purged out. And those who are true to the Most High, knowing that he is one, knowing the first command of all, hear, O Israel, the Most High is one, we must love and seek him with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might, under the preservation of the knowledge of that oneness. Those who understand this premise, my brothers and sisters, as the genuine love of Yah and a love for the brethren, the prime command, the Shema of Shamaim. My brothers and sisters, for the kingdom of heaven, as the scriptures speak of, that will be established upon this earth, is the kingdom of those who understand the Shema, who understand the first command, who understand that only seeking the Most High for all that is his pure and perfect word. I said only those who seek the Most High for all that is his pure and perfect word will be found indeed. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, the servants of Yah. Quite frankly, any lesser standard is still deviation. Any lesser standard, my brothers and sisters, does not prove any man steadfast and faithful. Messiah said, don't allow yourselves. I'm talking about Matthias 5:14-24, saying we must be an invariant light to the wavering world. Here, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us if we allow anyone to cause us to fall short of seeking even the least of what's contained in the law of the prophets. You say we be deceived so as not to enter the kingdom of Yah. Certainly, my brothers and sisters, no one anointed after the Spirit would compel you not to seek the fullness of, my brothers and sisters, not only what is said, but why it's said. Scripture says, if any man seeks to deceive his brother against the fullness of contained in the law of the prophets, Scripture says, such a one is guilty even unto hellfire. So, my brothers and sisters, you have to understand then that the contradictions of your leaders not only have caused men to divest away from the hope of salvation, away from the will of one, not discerning, my brothers and sisters, how we should, rather than heaven help us, rather than men seeking to argue amongst one another about their opinions, should be very careful to seek the fullness of all the Most High has declared before anyone makes even a single utterance, seeking all the Most High has declared that none be misled. Much, my brothers and sisters, much depravity and damnation has been the result of men desirous to call themselves wise after partial and polluted standards. The scripture says, if any man preaches another gospel, let him be accursed. And the only way, my brother says, man is going to preach the gospel according to definitions that he seeks all that is the pure and perfect fullness of all the word. When the scripture talks about good tidings, it's talking about, well, my brothers and sisters, a good message is a mature, full, pure, perfect message. And the scripture says all the leaders, because of their double-mindedness, desirous to support their variant hypocrisies. Yes, partial standards, not seeking a perfect work, have compelled the people also, my brothers and sisters, to somehow presume, many presume that if certain scripture they have not been aware of, that they don't need. My brothers and sisters, they teach men that they don't need the law of the Most High, or that the law of the Most High is abolished, that they not discern that the law of the Most High is far more than what is written on the printed page. It caused me not to discern, my brothers and sisters, that faith is a gift from Yah. My brothers and sisters, did you hear me? Faith is a gift from Yah. The book of Galatians talks about faith being restored. Well, my brothers and sisters, in 2 Thessalonians says, according to the variant ideas of men, intrusions of men, powers of perdition, men will fall away from faith. How about fall away from faithfulness unto the will of one? Dare men say that of themselves, believing the scriptures as they presume them to be wise, have returned to faith? My brothers and sisters, if men have turned and truly have turned unto faith and faithfulness unto the will of one, the multitude of divisions we see in this world, simply stated, would not exist. Something that surely must be contemplated, must be realized for the reason, my brothers and sisters, in that statement. That is, I have to ask a question, my brothers and sisters, what do you believe? Or who do you believe? The scriptures state that saving faith is a gift from Yah. Ephesians 2:8. Salvation not of works, since any man should boast, means that salvation not according to human design. Not after what men esteem good works, but what the Most High, according to the fullness of his will, according to the fullness of his purpose, is already foreordained. Salvation not of works, as any man should boast after his own conceits and devices, imaginings. It is a gift from Yah to discern. How about my brothers and sisters? To discern what is the fullness of what is divine will. And the scriptures even go as far as in 4:17, or how about 4:12 of Ephesians. But the scripture there talks about we must all come to unity of the faith, and one Lord, one faith, one baptism, all comprehending the height, depth, and breadth, what is the common faith of the saints. Oh, I'm talking really about 317, not about 412. Not that we should remain alienated or lacking knowledge as do the nations, because if the nations had knowledge, they would not be divided in the first place. It says, even coming to the full measure and stature of Messiah. In Ephesians, again, it says salvation is not after the conceits of men. To discern what indeed pleases Yah is a gift from Yah. It has to come by inspiration from Yah. That we be his workmanship. In other words, that we discern, my brothers and sisters, what it is to transcend the ineptitude, the idiosyncrasies, the hypocrisies, the fallen standards, the depravities that are a result of being cultivated only after the short-sightedness of men. So we must become his workmanship, ultimately under good works, something complete. Pure and perfect according to divine will. What does it say in the book of Jacob? It says that our faith, our perseverance must bring forth a perfect work. And it said we lack that knowledge. It said to ask Yah. That means that we seek beyond men, my brothers and sisters. That means we seek beyond men. It is important. It's very important, in fact, my brothers and sisters, that we realize the possibility under this fruition. I said the possibility under this fruition is not after the designs of men, my brothers and sisters. Not after the multitude of varying institutionalities, contentions against the will of one. Not, my brothers and sisters, of the many varying ideas after which men have become prideful. Not discerning, my brothers and sisters, hear me, when they tell you that the Most High has no law. Sad. They say the Most High is lawless. What is man then without a law? Lawless too? Does that make all men, my brothers and sisters, orderly unto Yah? Or is man left with a reprobate mind and his lack of discipline? I want you to think about something. The rulers have sought to compel the people to believe that the Most High has no law. So the men don't realize the need to seek Yah for his gift. What does the scripture even say in the book of Yohanan, John? Messiah said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. Wow. But men have thought without a law, they come any way they presume. 45,000 denominations attest to it. 280 nations still claiming in some way to be viable. Many claim to be viable for the Most High attest to this lie. Has been the claims of men. Think about it. But behind it, so I say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Didn't say all these other leaders were. In fact, it said you had to be converted beyond all the nations, beyond all the leaders, in the dispensation of the gospel. In other words, if you believe that remaining subject to any of these allegiances to the nations is partakership in the gospel, you miss what the gospel is altogether. The nations declare a multitude of partial standards that cannot be true to the pure, perfect will of the one. And scripture says, if any man preaching another gospel, let him be accursed. Well, all the nations want to tell you that what they're teaching is complete. And the scriptures make it plain that in the last days, Daniel 12:10, it talks about knowledge being increased. And none of the wicked of none of those who have not sought a perfect work, it said they will not understand. But those who sought good work, good meaning complete, they will understand. Who then, my brothers and sisters, would deny the fact the world is in need for restoration of much knowledge, that men might be one, true to all that was discerned by the saints of old? Messiah said in himself, he said, if you love me, if your allegiance is to me, if you claim that you love me enough to seek me, he said, if you want to keep, guard, maintain, and defend his conscience, his commandments, what is necessary, my brothers and sisters, unto the sanctity of his kingdom, He said, if you desire that with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. Because let me tell you something. Israel knew to seek the coming of a greater king than all the rulers of the earth. So he said, if you seek my king, my, he said, his will, his kingdom. Must desire also, my brothers and sisters, to defend God and obey as a right example all that is necessary unto entrance of that kingdom. He said, the spirit of truth, the worldly would not receive, but those who desire to defend the righteousness of the kingdom of Yah. Think about it. The righteousness of the kingdom of Yah is his law. Did you hear me? It is his law. They tell you that's not necessary, or that lawlessness should abound. What's the scripture say? Should we continue in sin? The grace may abound, Romans 6. In other words, should we continue in the variant, confused, diverse contraptions and corruptions of men, contentions and contradictions of men, and expect grace or favor from the Most High to abound? Grace through faith. Well, my brothers and sisters, do we really believe we have to find favor from the Most High after a multitude of varying standards? None discerning, my brothers and sisters, what is the truth of the Most High, and everyone compelled to be called to count himself wise and proud after a lack of knowledge? He said, if you love me, keep, guard, maintain, defend my commandments, his instructions. You think 45,000 denominations out here teaching different patterns of what they think the scripture says is his instructions? If so, think again. Most High told me if any man can believe this mass of contradictions is a work of the Holy Spirit as a teacher, such a one can never be a disciple of the teacher. In fact, my brothers and sisters, such a one. Yeah, what does the adversary seek to do? Teach a pack of lies so when the truth comes, people can't discern it. So again, the capacity to discern beyond the carnal mind. After the spirit that teaches all things, even relates how all the words of the Most High works together. To discern, my brothers and sisters, at that level is something far more than ordinary carnal discretion. It has to be a gift from Yah. It has to be a gift where the Most High, beyond all misrepresentations, reveals himself. Scripture even goes as far as to say that if we're strangers to that covenant promise, if we don't understand the need, even for my brothers and sisters, for that pure, perfect knowledge, that the commonwealth of Israel is based upon, even the expectation that Messiah will one day rule, declaring one standard beyond all the nations. And my brothers and sisters, if you haven't understood the need to expect him to declare his kingdom according to the wisdom Yah has given him, then my brothers and sisters, it's so easy to be beguiled after a multitude of others who have no intent toward genuine righteousness or peace, more concerned about personal pulpits and thrones than the righteousness of Yah. My brothers and sisters, all they can do is dissuade and destroy. There's much to be discerned concerning this, my brothers and sisters, because scripture says you're strangers to that understanding. You're without hope, without Yah. My brothers and sisters, far from the hope. How about the anointed one? It was called Shiloh, the King of Kings, Shashan Shah. The Kurdi, the righteous one who comes suddenly like the rising sun. To cast out all the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure, and expose all those who would hide the truth from you so as to keep you in darkness and keep you exploitable. My brothers and sisters, there's one who comes to expose all such treacherous ones as this. But have the leaders taught it? Taught that to you? That you seek something far greater? My brothers and sisters, they prefer that you not understand this, lest you seek one beyond them, that you no longer are so quickly beguiled to believe for lack of a perfect law. And think about it. Let me see if I can explain this first. Man can read the scriptures that talk about the keeping of the Sabbath and the feasts and the laws of the Most High, the law the Most High gave Moshe until he's blue in the face. He can read and speak them all till he's blue in the face. But if the Most High does not reveal the order that all are to coalesce in, and accord to all these words, understanding more than what is said, but why? According to divine purpose. A man has not understood that, my brothers and sisters. What does Scripture say? The way of peace. How about the law of peace? The gospel. Men still have not known. The law of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, the common rule of order. Knowing the Most High, knowing His Messiah as He is. Not as men have imagined, but as He is. It makes all the difference. And if anyone, my brothers and sisters, wants to imagine that his personal perceptions are sufficient, then he's already blasphemed and argued against him whom the Most High said he would send to bring about absolution. Messiah said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father unless he comes through by me. Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. How did he get to be the only begotten Son? And weren't there others, my brothers and sisters, some might say, who, if folks listen to, might still yet be saved? Well, my brothers and sisters, there's one Savior. And the Scriptures even go as far as to relate that all those who have attained the truth, my brothers and sisters, attained it because of the promise of the Most High concerning that Savior, and even with God to His sacrifice. In fact, the Scriptures say in Acts 3:18, the Messiah will come for the restitution of all things. According to all things the Most High has spoken by the mouth of His holy prophets since the world began, and whoever would not hearken to Messiah when He returns as that prophet shall be cut off from among the people. So, why would Messiah have to come for the restitution of all things that what men call faith had truly been unto the fullness of that restoration? Have men failed to faithfully believe and understand that there's a need to discern beyond partiality, on pollutions? He said, go forth after the Spirit and teach all things. Converting the nations. How about all the partialities and pollutions that they've fallen into? Shall men believe that's not necessary? And so easily escape varying pollutions, partialities, and hypocrisies of evil men, my brothers and sisters, who even if you told them the truth, or they found the truth, would be inclined not to speak it because they love exploiting the people. After flagrantly, so very treacherous status quo. So who do you believe? The Bible says faith is a gift from Yah. People believe that whatever they say or do or believe is faith in Yah. It says that faith is not as a device as wrought of man. It means, my brothers and sisters, a lot of what men have believed is just their imaginations. Isaiah 44:20 in Aramaic says, the imaginations are dull. They cannot deliver themselves or see that what they've trusted with their right hand has been falsehood. Many men have not had the ability to discern beyond all this massive contradiction. Many want to believe they have. And they will compel others to believe they have. But my brothers and sisters, even the apostle Shaul said, I know nothing in which I am guilty, but I might not be right in this. My judge, he said, would be Messiah who reveals the hidden things that men have not considered. Isaiah 52:15-53 says the same. 53:1 says the same. It says, I know nothing in which I am guilty, but I might not be right in this. But my judge, him who will judge me, will not be according to the partial standards of men then. Something like what's said in Malachi. He would judgment according to righteous judgments. He said, my judge is not myself, not my partial knowledge. But him who would judge all things, my brothers and sisters, considering all things that men have not considered. And in that day shall men know how to truly honor Yah. But the true Jew is one who seeks praise. Now that's the various standards of men. With the fullness of what is decreed by Yah. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will understand this and will seek no less. For they know that Yah deserves all that He has predisposed His children to know. They must ultimately attain. Blessed are they who will know it. For my brothers and sisters, shall men say they have no need to discern all things after which unto the Most High they must agree? Shall some contentions always remain? You're talking about an initial 144,000, let alone all those our brothers and sisters who through the course of ages have awakened to the truth. Shall they all disagree on something, we still have peace. It's the reason why I said teach all nations everything you command. And let me go ahead and say this real quickly, something I started at earlier. A lot of folks who say, will sit back and want to be very proud because they say they are Israel. Well, scripture says, well, I'm going to tell you what the Most High told me. I once asked him what is an Israelite. And he told me that's a conscience he must restore in the earth. Why is everybody so proud where they are rather than humble themselves and ask the Most High to make them complete again or make our people complete again? And I read, well, you know, when the scriptures say, unto him shall the Gentiles seek and his rest shall be glorious. And there are those walking around as Gentiles and are very proud. When he says, I will lift my hand to the Gentiles and I set my standard to the nations. My brothers and sisters, a lot of folks haven't realized what that really means. It means that Most High is going to raise his hand, yes, to draw people near, but I got news for you. Raise his hand to smite many because of the hardness of their hearts. If he says he's going to do this, my brothers and sisters, say lift his hand to the Gentile. That means whole nations will have to humble themselves before the will of one. But there are those who walk around, oh boy, I'm a Gentile, hot diggity dog. The Gentiles seek. Do you realize that scripture says that they haven't fully sought him yet? Remember, they tell you about the idea about not being under divine law so that you feel that you're worshiping Yah, subject to all their idiosyncrasies and all their hypocrisies and all their mass misrepresentations. Most people don't even realize the need to transcend the misrepresentations of their leaders because they say the Most High has no law, but they still respect the supposed law that is only wrought in misorder and deceit at the administrations, or shall we say misadministrations, of the leaders. My brothers and sisters, that line of so-called reasoning, which is so irrational, my brothers and sisters, is insanity. There's no firmity, no surety before the Most High in any such pattern of thought as this. And anyone, my brothers and sisters, who would maintain such thinking cannot be a disciple unto the Most High, but has been having been taught after the misideals of a devil. Just simply hasn't discerned, my brothers and sisters, what is the difference between the purpose of Yah and the purposes of demons. Now, I can only say to you, my brothers and sisters, the rulers of life, like I said, they preach as if there's no need to respectfully observe the exacting, observe and seek the exact and sure righteousness of Yah. Scripture says those who seek him diligently will be granted free entrance. How about access to exceeding knowledge? Most time, one time told me, for as much as diligent as I was, I remember one time I was missed to study and seeking communion with him. And it's apparent that the dimension to which I was discerning for all my effort was not enough. And the Most High told me to spur me on. He said point blank in the midst of the study, and I'm telling you, I was getting a lot of information that to this day cannot be refuted, but it still wasn't at the level the Most High knew that I had to come to. And he said to me, either seek him for all his will, or I could stop right now. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, effort to commune with him, not seeking with full humility beyond all that you know. Asking the Most High, my brothers and sisters, be the one who guides your mind and heart. Without that full, my brothers and sisters, asking the Most High for the truth far beyond what you know, far beyond what the world knows. My brothers and sisters, constrained, partial perception is still not sufficient unto life. In fact, my brothers and sisters, not seeking the Most High with the best direction is an abomination before him. But I tell you, I remember at the time that I was doing this, there were some very pertinent truths that were buried in the scriptures that my mind did not see at that time. Most High knew I needed to. He told me to look farther. He knew what he gave me. And he wanted me to exercise it to the fullness, to miss nothing. That I know. But how many of my brothers and sisters Well, think about it this way. This nation, the people of Europe had been under the oppression of the Roman institution. By and large, all Europe under Roman Catholic controls, controlling the religion of the religious beliefs and ideals of the people. When this nation was beginning to be formed, it finally began to welcome people from all varieties of the nations of Europe, that they seek control and dominion, not only of the indigenous people, but all the people from other nations and continents that they brought here. Now, understand the concept of what they call religious freedom then. Sanctioning the various ideals that came from tradition of various traditions and mutations of Catholicism that were the various nations of Europe. They then established not only a tolerance for all the variant beliefs of Europe, but also, my brothers and sisters, variant forms of ignorance, short-sightedness, lack of direction, and lack of discretion. That was the variant ideas of the nations. But my brothers and sisters, it's obvious that then the goal was not to come to this country seeking the pure, perfect will of Yah. To call it religious freedom, everyone having a right to lie against the Most High, however you will, and call it a blessing for America. My brothers and sisters, a multitude of divisions can never be a covenant. How can it be a blessing? But that set of ideas has acted to distort, continue to distort the minds of the people for a very, very long time, even to this day. But the covenant of the Most High demands. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I ask the Father for the Spirit of truth, the world will not receive. Please understand that the intrusion of a multitude of worldly diversitudes was not and cannot ever be a covenant. If there's no guarding of the doors against the illusion, there are no baptismal purging of misconceived, my brother says, you never had anything even remotely resembling what the Most High called his kingdom. What you have is still the confusions of Babylon. And from the very beginning, that's to say, my brother says, the nations of this earth, compromising the will of the Most High, desires to believe fatal flatteries is comfort. Employing me and my brothers and sisters who comfort the people, flatter them in their ignorance. My brothers and sisters, such as this was never true to the gift of the Holy Spirit. Such thinking as this, my brothers and sisters, was never what his wise to so quickly discern and accept the testimony of a true prophet who teaches all things. Men call it religious freedom to sit back and say they can subdivide and partialize, pollute, what's contained in the scripture however they will, or even go an entirely different route and sit back saying, hey, and this is America, it's illegal, but the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Most High? Who shall stand in his holy place? Psalm 24, but he who has clean hands and a pure heart will not lift up his soul unto vanity. How about a multitude of contradictions is vanity? Call upon the name of the Most High, opposing the multitude of contradictions. It's vanity, it is subterfuge, it is deceit, it is hypocrisy. Men not discerning how much more they need to seek Yah. Men subject to a mass of evildoers. All my brothers and sisters, all these things, Psalm 24, Psalm 2, Psalm 14, Psalm 50, all 53, all these things keep relating, my brothers and sisters, what has happened. That the rulers, what they have taught, is nothing else but robbery, having no respect for Yah, blinding men to follow after all manner of false worship, false prophets, false belief, falling short testimony, because that's what a false prophet is, and that's what some false prophet teaches. Never teach the whole truth. Never want you to see enough, my brothers and sisters, to discern clearly what is the truth because, quite frankly, they don't want to be disarmed of the lies they preach to continually subjugate and exploit the people. So what do you believe? Do you believe faith is whatever you imagine? Or is that faith, or is faithfulness unto the will of one a gift from the one? Which do you believe? I'd have to ask, how shall even now Yah proceed to prepare his people? Let me tell you something. The Most High is about to establish an absolute precedent that all must realize only one Savior, one chosen one, as the pathway even unto true repentance. When the scripture says, who has stood up this righteous one? Comes forth suddenly like the rising sun, that they who wait for him shall renew their strength. My brothers and sisters, when the scriptures say that, and they say this one will expose all your rulers, I put that in the context of Isaiah 40:27-41:4, exposing the doctrines of all your rulers. Isaiah 56 talks about his righteousness being revealed, and declaring one standard that all in the Shabbats must all keep, both Jew and Gentile alike. He established a house of prayer, one praise honorable for all peoples, unto his name's sake. My brothers and sisters, the Most High is about to declare a precedent after which men have to understand there's only one Savior. Unto him every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. It means one Savior. Did you hear me? Unto him every knee. That means all those who will be called leaders among men must bow before him. Unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance unto him, even unto the glory and the honor the Most High has been bestowed upon him by his Father. That his Father, my brothers and sisters, might be ultimately in all things purely and perfectly honored. That's what's related, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 46:8-13. That the Most High has called for the one who comes suddenly like the rising sun. Most High's purpose and said, surely he shall do it. Sounds so much like what's in Isaiah 41. Concerning one he said he would raise up, and that he has purposed to perform all that is his pleasure. Sounds so much like Isaiah 41. He said, who has purposed to accomplish it? 41:4. Who has called this from generations from the beginning? Why does the scripture say it, Isaiah 46? Remember these things, O ye transgressors. Bring them again to mind, O ye sinners, what the Most High promised and his purpose from the beginning that he would do. The promise of Shiloh, the regatherer who would gather his people beyond all misconceits. Who says, keep silent before me, O ye isles and all ye nations. Let my people come together that they might find again what is justice, that they speak plainly and clearly regarding the knowledge of the truth. Who has a purpose and accomplished it? Calling from generations from the beginning, the Most High, the first and the last. He is the one who did. Many of my brothers says he's purposed this from the beginning before any man imagined anything else. How many of my brothers and sisters prepared to understand that? My brothers and sisters, the Most High is about to declare a precedent. In fact, Isaiah 56:10. Relating to the watchmen, those who you call your leaders who supposedly watch for the knowledge of the truth, seek to preserve and guard the knowledge of the truth. Well, if you really want to read it and understand it from the context of the scripture, says they know nothing. It means all their knowledge is vain. In other words, for all the men claim to know, there are certain truths, my brothers and sisters, that are contained in the scripture because they ignore, for the Most High, that knowledge before him is like they're all dumb dogs because they won't bark, they won't warn, they won't speak. They love to be dreamers, lying down, never declaring the truth. They love to keep the slumber and keep the people also as blind as they. But they are greedy dogs, the scripture says, who are never, our brothers and sisters, who are never satisfied for how much they can exploit from the people while they keep them ignorant to what is necessary, that they might be made one, saved, made whole. How about delivered from them who hide the truth from the people? They're shepherds. The grand scriptures say who has no understanding, meaning all their knowledge is not discretion that is needed, because they all turn toward their own way. They would turn each one after his, each one of their treacherous ways, denominations, and allegiances, seeking unjust gain. And the scripture says the very last one. And they say, come, let us get wine. In other words, let's, let's party in all this ignorance and this confusion, as if it is not an insult. Let us drink heavily a strong drink, corrupt doctrines and lies, keep the people drunk, indiscriminate. And to say tomorrow, while they continue to speak lies, and day to day they act like no one will ever wake up beyond it, so tomorrow they still have people to exploit. And the people hardly realize that the righteous men after such a spell have perished, and none takes it at heart that devout men are taken away. The devout men are taken away and none understands it, and that it is only the righteous men, or one who is made righteous, who will be taken away from evil. But guess what? The whole world, what scripture says, none righteous, no, not one. And for that reason, Messiah must be sent, according to Psalm 14, Psalm 53. My brothers and sisters, that Israel might again be made blessed, one. But my brothers and sisters, Messiah, the scripture said Messiah would appear, restitution unto the restitution, restoration of all things, and whoever will not hearken that prophet will speak according to all the law and the prophets, according to all the gospel that should have went forth. Whoever will not hearken to him, are desirous to believe that something less is sufficient, simply because for a long time they haven't heard the truth. Whoever would trust after such, my brothers and sisters, whoever would trust after such, I regret to say, whoever would trust after such falsehood has very simply, my brothers and sisters, sought to seek justification after something that is far less than the genuine covenant, would seek to destroy the peace the Most High would grant to a people who are agreed in all things as one, no divisions among us. Look at 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 11. Those who would seek to destroy the covenant, scripture says, well, they're guilty of hellfire. Wow. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that rather than seek the perfect truth, so many are diligent instead to seek that they compel people to believe they are justified, corrected justly before the Most High, after less than the full consummate truth. On my website, I oftentimes relate to articles like at hiddengospel.com, articles like The Secret City Prophecies, articles like Early Church Origin of Forgotten Mutual Expectation, concerning what was the expectation of the early church, prophetic proof, Tribulation 7365 AD, concerning so many things, my brothers and sisters, and that's what's on the website now, I have to tell you. It's just a smidgen of all that really needs to be known. I oftentimes in this show seek to elaborate upon it. But my brothers and sisters, I would go as far as to say there's a core of information that is there that most today have never heard. Dare men say, my brothers and sisters, they don't need it simply because for a long time men have thought themselves saved, thought themselves sufficient without it, or thought that they were wise because so many have presumed themselves so. After a lack of knowledge for so long, shall the Most High disregard what he knows to be true simply because people have not known the truth? Scripture talks about a falling away from the faith, my brothers and sisters, falling away from realizing the need to seek the greater truth. It's been the damnation of many. But how many of my brothers and sisters are ready to understand that? I see a caller seems to have his hand up at the 832 Exchange. I'm going to try to see if at toward the end of the show if I can open up some a moment to speak. But I believe there's a lot of things that I still need to rap about tonight, need to make plain. And to be quite frank with you, I don't, although I really don't believe I'm going to be able to finish all the notes I have. It's a predominating set of ideas for tonight's show. Because I'm looking here, I've really only covered one. How about a paragraph and a half of something like about 5 pages of precepts that I know our people still need. Most have still piling it on. I think in person it's a beautiful thing. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, those who truly love the Most High, realizing the Most High is granting wisdom, well, it's the carnal mind that prefers to believe that there is no need for these truths. We seek to be justified by less. My brothers and sisters, the mind that of those who truly love the Most High don't consider themselves first, but the sanctity of the kingdom. Encountered a blessing that these truths are being, let's just say, given occasion to be manifest in the earth in these latter days, because the world certainly needs it. You just simply ask the Most High for the power to comprehend. Because it's always, always the covenant. Like I said before, a prophet speaks what others will not. The Holy Spirit seeks to speak, my brothers and sisters, what for a long time men have chosen desires not to hear. Time to catch on, my brothers and sisters. It's crazy how I look around, how people are aspiring to these insane political systems, which can only be hypocrisy against the will of one. I listened to some people talking the other day. It sounded like they what they're really saying, totally ignorant of the scriptures in Hosea. In the 8th chapter, men have set up kings, but not by Yah. The men sit back and say, okay, because they believe they cry, God bless America, you hear them speak all the time. They believe that suddenly that these double-minded politicians were more concerned about representing the people and their differences, not seeking the perfect will of Yah. Somehow these people believe that if whoever is put in the office and something somehow magically anointed to follow the Most High. My brothers and sisters, these are men in that double-mindedness who the Most High not only will not hear, because their objective is to keep the people diversely exploited. Some said, let not the double-minded man think he receive anything from Yah. But my brothers and sisters, not only will the Most High not hear them, but Isaiah 19, concerning these latter days, talks about how the Most High must utterly expose them as foolish, that the minds of our people might be free to seek Yah beyond the entirety of an insane worldly status quo. That's what the scriptures mean when it talks about the drying up of the rivers. Must show people there's nothing to be gained. I said, my brothers and sisters, there's nothing to be gained after the vanity, the partialities. The corruptions that can never be a covenant with Yah, that are the mindscapes of those, my brothers and sisters, who would never keep, preserve, guard, and defend the sanctity of a holy word, but because their objective is to act as representatives of a multitude of differences, never made a true oath in the holy name at all, because their oath is never unto holiness, purity, and completion. At all. And the status quo is the demands of its citizens, a trust in double minded hypocrisy rather than the pursuit of the truth, whose rule is this present. Understand the concept of the words democracy, divided rule, deviant rule. My brothers and sisters, such as this, as much as men might say, Yah bless America, is a plea. That the blessing, the oneness beyond such confusion never occur. In fact, men have asked to be blessed, even called faithful, after what is not faith in Yah as one at all. And you wonder why we seem to have such insanity surrounding us in this upcoming election. What does the scripture say in Isaiah 41:20-42:4? That those who men elect are an abomination before the Most High. Those that men elect, my brothers and sisters, to represent their differences. There's no such thing as a holy politician. It says the one who comes speaking with exactitude, bringing the exceeding light, must prove them all to be quite foolish. Well, my brothers and sisters, how about deceptions in that men believe that there's a safety, even a deliverance from wrath at their hands? My brothers and sisters, the scripture says Messiah must come to expose them all. How can there be deliverance from wrath at the hands of them whom the Most High already says he will send Messiah, even all the forces of his power, to expose these charlatans in this masked charade whereby men present all their devils pretending to be the servants of Yah. Notice the old song, George Benson's song. I wonder how many really consider the lyrics. Are we really happy here in this lonely game? In other words, it's not really a covenant at all. In this lonely game, this charade. Hey, everybody wants to play a game. Somebody got to win, somebody got to lose. Can't we find out what is the perfect way after which there's only cooperation? Are we really happy here in this lonely game we play? Looking for what to say? Looking for what to say? Searching but not finding understanding anywhere. You're lost in a masked charade. Both afraid to say we're just too far away. My brothers and sisters, the first step toward drawing near to the Most High is realize we've been separated by some obstacles. Far away from, let's just say, the closeness we should have had together from the start. Tried to talk it over, but the words got in the way. We're lost inside. Yeah, a lonely game we play. Yeah, buddy. Sounds so familiar. Still can't break away. Thoughts of weeping disappear every time I see your eyes. As they entranced. To follow after so many times, it makes no sense. No matter how hard I try to understand the reasons why we carry on this way, we're lost in a masked charade, of pretense. Pretends to be of Yah, but it's something else altogether. The people are unwilling to realize it so. Well, I got news for you. Scripture says, if any man consider himself wise in this world after his differences, let him consider himself a fool that he might become wise. My brothers and sisters, please understand that what Isaiah 41st chapter is actually saying, what Isaiah 56 is saying, what Isaiah 59 is saying, so much other scripture, that only the righteous one the Most High calls to restore a covenant. Only that one, my brothers and sisters, can be the salvation of man. He didn't say that men were going to gather together and be regathered after any other. Righteous one comes to restore all righteousness, all the Most High declared. For the wicked seek to preserve some fallen standard, something fallen short, something inconsiderate, pretending that because we've forgotten something, we never needed to remember it. Heaven help us. And the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, bring all things to remembrance. Okay, so we ask the Spirit to remain forgetful. Scripture talks about in Isaiah 59, Isaiah 44, that when Most High restores these things, they're to be remembered, never to be forgotten, ever, ever again. remain in the mouths of our children, our children's children, as a standard against all evil forever. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. The lawless don't seek all righteousness. They see keeping people blind to the truth, keep people in the same ignorance they're in, the same darkness they're in. Presumably because they never seen the light that they're walking in it. Treacherous thing, my brothers and sisters. I can't tell you how many I've sought to awaken and show the things the Most High has told me that I must, that are beyond the ordinary, beyond the status quo. Extraordinary, magnificent truths that once understood by our people. And rather than tell the people about these things, I've heard them say things to me like, oh, when you get people to understand that or desire to understand that, or you can get them to catch on, let us know, we'll come help you. But meanwhile, they're going to still preach the same old lies that prevent the minds from understanding. These are trustworthy people? I don't think so. Not at all. Like I said, the scripture says, the one he sends in righteousness seeks to renew the strength of his people, and that we all learn how to cooperate and work together. But the ruler seeks to retard and divide the minds of the masses. The one who Most High sends seeks to reveal all righteousness, to expose all unrighteousness. But those who want what they call religious freedom. Hey, 45,000 denominations, 280 nations, refusing to recognize the earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof, refusing to recognize the one head beyond all the churches. How about all my brothers and sisters, beyond all these institutions that claim to be churches, but all not? Like I said, if they were true churches, they wouldn't maintain all these suppositions from the world. So what are these people saying? They want these things to remain, that they constantly be thought of as the houses, true to the will of the one Most High Yah, though there's no agreement among them, no common understanding, no common exceeding understanding among them, that they always ignore certain measures of the truth. And they can certain lies, my brothers and sisters, that prevent the mind they preserve. Is that what you think the righteous desire? Let me tell you something. Scripture says, he who takes into captivity should go into captivity. He who kills with the sword should die by the sword. If men set up false institutions, the expectation of the saints is the destruction of all such obstacles as this, not their preservation. Hey, think about it. Scripture talking about the righteous one of the Most High sins, for whom you wait, and restores the remembrance of all that the Most High declared as justice, that the people might be one. But to talk about the world setting up a false institution, even a false concept of a savior in Revelation 13. Horns like a lamb speaks as a dragon. Keep men, my brothers and sisters, blinded by a devil, presuming that it is godliness, and keeping the minds of the people sedated and inconsiderate. My brothers and sisters, is that what the Most High is pleased with? That men should turn men aside from discipleship unto him? That men be turned aside from his discipline? Like I said, people have a concept of a savior that they say they have no condemnation while they walk continually in lawlessness, contradiction, confusion, the differences that seem wise according to their own hearts. Saying that they are under grace while they still remain under the sin, the lawlessness, the confusions, the contradictions, the lack of cooperation, is their subjection under other kings. Think about it. When Messiah came and said, all power from on high, said, all authority from on high has been given unto me, that's under one king. But the rulers will prefer you subject to a multitude of different ones who always argue with one another and never come to a righteous conclusion. Is that what you think the Most High desires, my brothers and sisters? He says he's going to set up a kingdom one day in this world. And one king, one shepherd, shall rule over all. Well, scripture says the king of the whole earth shall he be called. Is that what the rulers have wanted, though? Or have they seen faulty foundations after which they've divided up this world into various territories? Desires to maintain sovereignty over those territories by keeping the people subject to the ignorance after which the institutions were established. No righteousness in that, my brothers and sisters. No justice in that. Keeping the people stumbling in their thinking and in their words. Most High said that he would scatter the bones of such hypocrites, meaning that they could call upon his name, but don't know to seek him unto the fullness of his will, and all they do is sustain irrationalities. I want you to understand, the scripture spoke about in Jeremiah 23, and the book of Enoch speaks about Messiah and calls him the heir of righteousness. What about King David's righteous branch or righteous heir? Jeremiah 23, the one and the same. And what the scriptures actually say concerning him is that at a time when the whole world is blind, Most High has promised that he would grant him wisdom, that he have it to bestow upon others. And blessed are those who have the wisdom enough to understand that this indeed is the wise one. But the leaders don't tell you any of that. Because like I said, one of the biggest secrets in the churches is that Messiah comes to expose all your leaders, pastors, priests, rabbis, kings, all of them. Because there's so many truths in the scripture they would never speak and have no desire to, that they retain authority, causing men to be predisposed so when the truth comes, they're predisposed after deleterious and damning propaganda to hate the truth when they hear it, rather than loving it for the sake of others. Hear me. Most High talks about the Shema. He is one. You must love the Most High with all mind, heart, soul, and might. Whole. Love our neighbor as ourselves. Desire that no one falls short. And the only way we desire that no one falls short is that we seek all wisdom, even the restoration of it all. Seeking the Most High for all that is necessary that in His oneness we be one. And if we fail to understand that commandment, that humbling directive, my brothers and sisters, anyone who does not have that top priority in mind, since the Most High says that command defines Israel, whoever doesn't have that design in mind, my brothers and sisters, has no partakership in the covenant promises at all. Abraham was told to seek the perfect will of Yah in Genesis 17, that his seed and those who are his seed who also seek and speak the perfect will of Yah might be a light of blessing unto all the nations, that all might agree as one. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, doesn't have that objective in mind, doesn't understand, not understanding what is the prime directive, that is the humility of the saints, willing to put aside all differences for the sake of greater knowledge. We've got news for you. The differences exist. And the self-righteousness exists because of a lack of knowledge. Men can't put away their suppositions and hasty, falling short, foolish conclusions, deceptive conclusions, that greater wisdom shall flow. What are they, my brothers and sisters, after their pride, but still yet obstacles themselves? Most High expects of people, my brothers and sisters, respectful of His name, far greater than that. Like I said, Messiah comes to prove the mindscapes of the rulers, seeking to preserve their varying institutionalities, misadministrations, governments, denominations, faithlessnesses. Messiah has come to expose them all. When he says foolish, it means the same thing as deceptive. Claim to be enough, but far from it. How many of my brothers and sisters look forward to the day when, as the scripture says, he who takes into captivity? How about when a false word shall go into captivity? How about when the true word appears? He who kills with the sword, cutting people off from access to knowledge, shall perish when the two sword appears. What does it mean in Zechariah when it says, "Awake, O sword, against my shepherd and the man who"? How about those who shepherd the people? And the man who claims to be his friend, who claims to speak all that the Most High requires, to seek so much less. He said, "Awake, O sword, against my shepherd. The man who claims to be my friend, smite the shepherd, and his flock shall be scattered. Now turn my hand against their great ones." My brothers and sisters, your leaders, will be the ones who will be held responsible. For 2/3 of humanity perishing because of the hardness of men's heart. And I don't mean hardness, the willful hardness of their hearts, but their lack of ability to understand beyond the obstacles because of all the lies that men have told. And men have not discerned how much there's a great need at this point to do what Messiah did. What does Scripture say in Hebrews 5? You offer vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. Wages of sin, fallen standards. Most of the fallen standards is not life. There's no contradiction in the principle of life, nor the principle of the holy name. Yah says, I am that I am. I'm everything and all that I am. Nothing that I am not. Y'all from vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. Oh, let's be real about it. The scriptures tell us in the last days, in Isaiah 45. I'm coming back to those scriptures in Hebrews. In Isaiah 45, scripture says, Messiah is one whom the Most High himself has to awaken, one whom the Most High himself has to awaken because he has not known Yah. Oh, did he say that you knew Yah, that he could even know Yah after men? People say he will not judge what his eyes see nor what his ears hear. For the breath of his lips, the testimony of his mouth, shall he slay every fallen standard, seeking the will of Yah beyond all the leaders. Isaiah 50 saying the same. He realizes there's a greater truth than the Most High that must be attained. So, as the scripture says, in Isaiah 50th chapter, when he asked the question, why when I came was there no man? Why was there none to understand this mature word? The scripture says, bring about a drying up of the rivers, showing men the way beyond all the obstacles of men's understanding, making the rulers their knowledge foolish, making sackcloth their covering, putting them all to shame. Most High mourning by the one morning, causing the ears to hear the teaching, not turning back the rebellious way, that he might strengthen again a wearied people divided after so many false rulers. All my brothers and sisters, what does it mean when the scripture says back in Hebrews, y'all for vehement cries and tears, the him was able to save him from death? And verily, for the greatness of his reverence. How about my brothers and sisters, all of the suffering he endures at the rebuke of men, still seeking to save? Wow. Sounds so much like Philippians 2 there, too. Made himself of no reputation, seeking all for the good of his brother. Hey, obedient even to death, the scripture says. How about the physical death? Saving from death means the physical, save him from damnation even. And Most High is exalted and given a name which is above every name. That the name of Yeshua, the name the Most High gives to his son, the name of the family name. Even that new name, my brothers and sisters, that we should expect at Isaiah 62:2, Revelation 2:17, Revelation 3:12, name which no man knows but, how about this full discretion that's in it, no man knows but he himself. Call his name the Word of Yah, King of Kings. Oh, there's an article on my website, hiddengospel.com, Secret City. This one called The Secret Name. So much of a need for people to understand, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says Messiah is going to come with a title saying, from morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. Scripture says, whoever has not this light, let him trust in him who is called by the name of the Most High and be saved by his Elohim, one who shapes his conscience. Coming forth saying, from the body of my mothers, he made mention of my name to declare what is honorable, to declare the discretion as to who will serve Yah and those who serve him not, to bring his people back to him, even to declare what is salvation to the ends of the earth that the rulers have hated. Isaiah 49. How many prepared to understand, my brothers and sisters, what it means then that Hebrews, when it says he offered vehement cries and tears, him was able to save him from death? How about the lies and misconceits of this world? Isaiah, like I said, in the 49th chapter, said he would come forth saying he one time walked after the vanities of this world. But now the Most High has become his strength that he might strengthen his people. After vehement cries and tears, him was able to save him from death. He didn't know the Most High. Why do people speak and presume they automatically know him? know the Most High as they must. When the Most High is to call forth one, that men might know Yah truly as he is. Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, whoever believed in him. I didn't say others' doctrine might not perish. That men might come to him to assure that what they know, what they believe, what they would do is truly from Yah. He offered him with cries and tears, and he was able to save him from death, and verily he was heard. He became author of life everlasting for those who obey him. Obey means hear, believe, listen to, diligently, that he might obey. Shall a man say that he obeys the Most High without direction from him, and all he has ever heard is just from a man? Let me tell you something. I've said since the very beginning when the Most High called me aside to teach people. From the very beginning, I've always said, hey, I'm not trying to bring anybody where I am. In fact, to be honest with you, the room that I'm in before I could walk out this door, there's no telling how much more the Most High can speak. I would just simply ask the Most High and the hearts of men be willing to hear that the Most High should speak the voice that he's allowed me to hear, that men might comprehend together, because that's the only way it's possible. It's not after the flesh that this oneness, this unity shall occur. No, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has to reveal his purpose, that we know how to all work together under the will of one. Still so much more I'd like to say tonight, but I did say that I'd open up the door. Since we got about a few minutes left. Somebody here with an 832 exchange, I see a hand raised. Apparently it means you may have hit that one, meaning you want to, that's something you want to speak for a moment. 832 exchange, let me see if I can do about opening up the mic for a moment. Let's see what I need to do here. Okay, call up from 832. State your name and where you're from. Whatever you might want to say, hey, the mic's open. Maybe somebody hit that one by mistake. That's okay. Not a problem. We will know what to do. Let's see. We got it. We're back. Well, my brothers and sisters, I'm looking at the time that's left. Only a couple of minutes. I can only say to you that there's, again, much on my website, hiddengospel.com. Those of you who sit in the chat, you will see the URLs to such shows as Prophetic Proof. Many might be shocked to find out this is not, in the latter days, these are not the times they anticipate the second appearing of Messiah, but it is actually the third relative to what the scripture said before his appearance 2,600 years ago and again 2,000 years ago. What in these latter days he must do? Like I said, the scripture says Messiah must come forth as a shepherd to establish Jerusalem permanently upon a foundation. I said to establish Jerusalem permanently upon a firm foundation. That men might discern beyond all those, my brothers and sisters, who declare deceitful doctrines. That men might discern the difference between righteous administration and falsehood. That men might discern beyond every crooked path. Call that one his anointed. My brothers and sisters said that he would destroy Babylon once and for all. And it should be easy to understand, my brothers and sisters, we desire the truth. To realize that he destroys Babylon of the confusion and misrepresentation of this world once and for all. To establish the kingdom of Yah and sit there in Jerusalem upon the throne as king and priest, and the scriptures do say all that too. You look at the scriptures in Zechariah around 2:17 and 3:12. That word for branch is also the word for rising sun. The king likened to the rising sun who brings the light, my brothers and sisters, to bring out the big man out of all the darkness. My brothers and sisters, that has to be Messiah. An article on my website, hiddengospel.com, Prophetic Proof, Early Church Origin, Forgotten Mutual Expectation, makes much of this so very plain for those who desire to see it. Articles like the Secret City Prophecies relate how Messiah my brothers and sisters and men, carry no more suppositions. All of it is necessary. Check out their website. Find out how my brothers and sisters you can learn from and become constituent with a ministry that truly works toward the healing of our people as only the Most High by His call can bring. Until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Adam Yav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under His might, under His honor, and His praise always. Thanking the Most High for every ear that He brings near. Hallelujah! I do thank the Most High for every ear. Yes, for every ear that He brings near. And yes, preparing even now for the next upcoming Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh. May Yah reveal Himself that in all things we do, He might be pleased. For even now, He's doing what He will, that He promised that He would, that what was once a dream shall now be done.